Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue a few concluding thoughts on choosing the best. And I chose a couple examples, one from the Old Testament with Moses, that first chapter of Deuteronomy, where he is speaking to the people of Israel and reviews something, a decision that he had made at the advice of Jethro, his father-in-law, that he couldn't bear the, quote, cumbrance, the burden, the responsibility of judging all that entire congregation. But following his father-in-law's suggestion, he chose godly men to be able to judge matters of lesser importance and things that were too difficult or complicated. They would be brought to Moses. This is team ministry at its best, right? And then also, looking at the New Testament, there was an example found in Luke, the 10th chapter, where Jesus was visiting the home of Mary and Martha, and Mary was just totally wrapped up and attentive to what Jesus was sharing. And of course, there was going of necessity to be a time of fellowship, a time of a meal, and it took time to prepare. So Martha was very involved with that. However, she was also getting frustrated because she'd rather be, you know, sitting at Jesus' feet, but there was work to be done. So Jesus spoke to her. He said, Mary has chosen the better part. And so there would have been a time for Martha also to have sat at the feet of Jesus, because this was priceless. She could do hospitality any point in time, but hearing his words were spirit and life. And not to put her duties, her responsibilities before the most important thing, hearing what Jesus was saying. And that's true in our lives. Sometimes we can get just worn out doing things that are good and wearing ourselves out. That's not God's plan for us. Jesus was very balanced. He only had 3 short years to deliver his message, to raise up his disciples, but he wasn't frenzied. He wasn't frenetic. He took time away as was needed and didn't let the demands of the multitude or his disciples affect him. He knew he had that beautiful balance of being led by the Holy Spirit of God, which is our goal. And so it's not just a matter of how busy you are, how committed you are, but it's how well are you listening to the Lord. It's a very clever satanic strategy of the enemy against a sincere, committed believer of Christ. You know, I was sharing, I remember some years back I shared this, that I was a very young Christian, and we all understand it's more blessed to give than receive. Well, we were at an Oakland location in that old German Lutheran church, and I had gone a short ways to the co-op market to pick up some supplies or something needed for the office, and there was this man who was basically panhandling, and I'd never been approached by that, and the need sounded so serious, and of course, I didn't have much, but I gave him what I could, and then as it turned out, the Lord was teaching me, 1 week later, I went to that same store, and there was that same man giving the same, he didn't recognize me, given the same line to other people who were just, you know, parking their car or getting into their car. And the Lord taught me, just because it seems to be a good thing to give, you need discernment, because there may or may not be a need. Some people are making a fairly comfortable living by doing something like that. That happened years later also. He was quite clever. I was waiting for a friend outside of a restaurant, and he just started casually talking to me. And he was willing to invest time, like oh, it must have been 5 or 10 minutes. I had nothing to do but wait for the arrival of my friend. And very cleverly, very gently, he said, you wouldn't have $5, would you? And at that point, we'd kind of established a conversational relationship. And so I reached for my purse, handed him the money. I no sooner did that. And there were two plainclothes policemen had been watching him, came over, put him in handcuffs, and handed me back the money. And so, obviously, at this point, I just give to, we have a wonderful rescue mission the ministry supports, UCM does every month, because he's spirit-filled and he does a beautiful job. And now, there's little coupons. If someone is panhandling, I just slow down, I hand them that flyer. It says you need a bed, a hot meal, just connect there. And there's also a facility for women and children. And so, we have to be careful that just what we are doing in our own heart, we may be right, but is it the wisdom and the will of God? Practically any spiritual truth, scriptural truth, can be perverted. Like Jesus talking about divine protection for his saints, you can drink any deadly thing, you can take up snakes. Is that saying we should willfully pick up a poisonous snake or drink poison just to demonstrate the level of our faith? Of course not. And also, it's important to bear in mind what has worked or what has been his will at one point in your life may not be the true now. We have to be constantly in connection and in touch with the Holy Spirit. I mean, we've done this. We just love programs. We love formulas. And so we want to see revival come. So we research all the previous revivals, and that's what they did. So let's do that again. Well, God is not going to be reduced to formulas. And so there are principles that are true, prayer, fasting, but God is not a God that's going to be put in a box. Even though it's his will at one time, it may not be for the present. And so we need to see God in what we're doing. What is his timing? What are the seasons of your life that you are in now? What might be totally appropriate for one time in your life may not be in another season. We go through, you know, from an infant through a young adult to maturity to the senior years. Just because what we did in our teen years was acceptable to God, we might not do as a mature adult. So a key scripture for us to monitor our actions, and it's good to take a review every now and then and just say, Lord, I want to obey you. But also, we have to be aware that the enemy is quite clever in trying to wear us out. He'll use good things to deflect us. Romans 12 and 2 says, let this mind be in you that wasn't the same in Christ Jesus, that we might, for what's the purpose? That we could prove his good, acceptable, and perfect will, the perfect will of God. And it talks about, let this mind, the mind of Christ, it's not our feeling, but it's spiritual truth, spiritual logic, according to the Word of God. That's why it's so important. We just don't hear anointed preachers. We need to be in the Word for ourselves. God can speak to us from the Word. So what are the guidelines we can use? How can we summarize the importance of really being led by the Lord? If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, which indicates our direction, our pace at any given time is being directed by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, sometimes we're just not aware through battles or through being, you know, discontent or whatever it might be, we could be seemingly impotent to change. And that's why it's important, if we're not doing well, we just need to stop and seek the face of the Lord. You know, this is a profound thought. If something's not working, it's not working. And God has an answer. He has a solution. And also, we have to understand, God is not a God of extremes. When it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, it talks about temperance, which is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It means balance. There's not extremes. And again, there's a time for all things. There's a time for haste. There's a time to just slow down and be very prayerful, be very thoughtful. Don't, my husband used to say, when in doubt, don't. In other words, don't go out to do anything. Make sure that you have the peace of God and the mind of God and the direction of God. If you're ambiguous, if you're doubtful, it's probably best to wait on God. And also, what did Jesus say? He said to Martha, one thing is needful. And note, it wasn't a list of spiritual priorities. We need to eliminate all the demands that are not of Him. We need to look at the things that we've been doing. And is that something God wants us to continue? He may have wanted you to do it at one point in time, but is that what He's wanting of you now? And of course, the results are the fruit of what are the activity is, for example. Remember in Luke 13 and 7, Jesus cursed the barren fig tree. It was beautiful. It looked like a very healthy tree, but there was no fruit on it. And so we need to bear fruit. That is the evidence, if you will, of walking in the Spirit, being led by God, that the hallmarks of God's will, what is it? The kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we all have to admit, change is hard, sometimes painful, but it's necessary if we want to move on in God. So let's just pray. Father, you see, Lord, these are just a few thoughts, but it's important to understand there's many levels of spiritual warfare. And Lord, those that are worn out mentally, physically, Father, let us take a review of the things that we're committing to in our lives. And Lord, if you would have us back off of anything, give us your mind, give us your will in everything we do, in every aspect of our lives. We pray for that perfect will of God, that we will be led forth in righteousness, in peace, and in joy in the Holy Ghost, the hallmarks of your kingdom, Lord. We ask all this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. And let me hear some amens in the spirit out there. Amen. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.